This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward ultimately is for those who have the consciousness of Allah. And surely there is no animosity, no ill feeling, except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant and his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I remind myself and you of the overriding importance of taqwa Allah, the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, the hope of in Allah, and the consciousness that no matter what is happening, there is ultimately a power that will overcome everything that you see on this earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His mighty book, O you who believe, fear Allah in the way He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. And so Allah gives us the bottom line, and that is the bottom line of everything that we see. There is an ancient struggle that is going on. It is a struggle of good versus evil. It is an ancient struggle of the evil one, wal-iyadu billah, to take away submission to the Creator from human beings. And so the bottom line, Allah tells us, try your best, make your intentions, put it in your lifestyle, in the lifestyle of our children and our children's children, that when they leave this world, they will leave as Muslims. And no doubt, there is an international movement to take us away from Islam, to take Islam out of the narrative so people do not think about Islam. They look at Islam as an ancient religion, but nothing to do with the present day world that we are living in. And we could say that the Muslim world, the ones who are holding Islam in their chests, we are holding this Quran, we are at a crossroad. In one direction is imminent destruction. It is well orchestrated destruction of this ummah in every single level. But on the other road, there is amazing potential. There is great hope for this nation. In terms of the orchestrated destruction, we are witnessing now murder and genocide, man-made expulsion on a level that we have never seen before. Not that it didn't happen, but we are witnessing it. We are seeing it, hearing it. And the situation in Gaza and Palestine is reaching critical proportion. Polio is now in the polluted water. And so we should never forget for a moment what is happening in Gaza, what is happening in Palestine. It is the tip of the spear that is striking into the body of Islam. And we should also not forget that there is an orchestrated plan to develop failed states, where you have a state with leadership and people, but there is so much confusion that the state cannot do what it's supposed to do. We look at Syria, the great Syrian people. We look at Libya. We look at Sudan. Look at the condition in Pakistan itself. Look at what happened to the great Somali people, the great Muslim leaders that came out of East Africa, now trying to spread confusion in Bangladesh. It is an orchestrated plan. It is not by chance. It is by design. And we should recognize that Allah did not leave us alone, that along with this apparent destruction, there is great potential. We are growing and growing and growing. All of our masjids, all of our communities, we are expanding even here to the point where this space cannot hold us anymore. We have over 26% of the earth's population. We have some of the richest families on earth. our countries lie in strategic positions. Our age, we are mostly young people. 60% of Muslims are under 30 years old. Our sources, the Quran, the Sunnah, we still have it in authentic form. No other religion has something like this. And so the great potential is there. We are at a crossroads. In 1945, especially for the young people, for most of us who could not remember what happened in that year, the United States dropped an atomic bomb, a nuclear bomb, on Hiroshima in Japan. 80,000 people died instantly. Instantly they died. Then they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. 40,000 people died instantly. And then thousands and millions were affected after the dropping of this nuclear weapon. But by 1969, 24 years later, Japan had bounced back and become one of the great economic powers in the world. 24 years. What is it that the Japanese people had? How were they able to overcome this trauma, group trauma that they suffered under in 1945? How can we also, being traumatized, can come back? How can we come back from this? Everything is in order. There's something, a match needs to light. A spark needs to go off in our machinery. Allah revealed to us in His book, as we cry for this change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. An internal change has to come about. The very concept that we have, who we are, we come to the masjid, we fast in Ramadan, we say we're Muslim. But this change requires grassroots participation. This change is not coming about from the top down. This change is from the bottom up. Every Muslim has to now think, who am I as a Muslim? We're in the beginning of the Islamic year, in Muharram. It's a time to think, what is it that I am? What is my concept of self? What should I emphasize to my children? After many years in the field, seeing the communities, Muslim communities, especially in the West, we need a great reset. Reset ourselves. The whole concept of being Muslim, is being Muslim just that we will drink our tea and we will have halal food? Is it being Muslim that we will wear a topiya, we will wear certain clothes? What is it? A great reset is needed. So the masses of people that we have will change from being ghutha, a sail, foam on the water, great in number but no roots, to a dynamic ummah. How can we come about? We need some practical suggestions. And I want to present to you, on our level, we are not politicians, we are not controlling countries, but we can control ourselves. And you will see that the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, they were not large in number, They did not have weapons of mass destruction. They did not have mass communications, but they changed the world. The Great Reset. Number one, we need to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we need to be sincere to Allah before we are sincere to our ideology, to our leaders, to our ethnic group. Every individual, the basis of why we do things should be to please Allah Azza wa Jal. One of the great scholars of Islam, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in his last advice, he talked about a mental disease. It is called Hizbiya. Hizbiya. A Hizb is a group. Organizational fanaticism. He said, beware of organizational fanaticism. That we could have a mass of Muslims, but if we are organizations fighting against each other, not respecting each other, then we are a group of weak people and no longer an ummah. Organizations are necessary, but the organization is part of the body of Islam, like the hand and the head and the leg. If the head thinks it's the only part of the body, then it's useless. If the foot thinks that it is the only part of the body, it is useless. But when it all comes together, there is a human being. Number two, in the Great Reset, we need to return to authentic sources, to learn Arabic as much as we can, to go to authentic sources as the basis of our faith. The Prophet ﷺ said very clearly, Taraktukum ala al-mahajjat al-bayda, layluha kannahariha, la yazighu ba'di anha illa halik. I have left you on a clear path. Its night is like its day. And the only one who will go away from this path is the one who is about to be destroyed. La yazighu anha illa halik. It is clear. And with the death of the Prophet ﷺ and the Quran being complete, Allah completed the religion. But today, within our ummah, there are Muslims who are doing strange things. Thousands of Muslims are beating themselves in the month of Ashura. Ashura is a time of celebration. It is a time of recognition that Allah saved Musa alayhi salam. The ark landed on Mount Judi of Nuh alayhi salam fasted. It's a celebration. But Muslims who are not relating to the Mahajjat al-Bayda, the clear path, would institute self destruction as a means of religion. And so we need to return to the authentic sources, but it needs to have inclusion. All of the great imams, not one imam over another imam, one school of thought over another, all of us together as a jama'ah. Number three, we need to focus on character, not just rituals. For a long time, we focused on ibadat, the rituals of Islam, and this is important. Your basis of your faith is your worship. But your ibadah is supposed to lead you to something. Salat is supposed to make you a person of salat. Allah told us, Inna salata tanha anil fasha'i wal munkar. Prayer will prohibit you from evil and corruption. Fasting is not just to starve your body. Allah said, La'allakum tattaqun. Fasting is to gain taqwa. It's to gain the consciousness of Allah. And so, character, I'm a Muslim. What does it mean? I drink my coffee. I drink my tea. I have my special halal food. I make prayer, and then I tell a lie? That's not a Muslim. It's the complete character. The Prophet ﷺ said very clearly in the Muwatta of Imam Malik, Bu'ithtu li utammima husnul akhlaq. Verily, I have been sent in order to complete the best in character. That's the reason why he was sent. So in the Great Reset, our children need to focus on character. Being a Muslim means how we interact with each other, how we interact with society. Number four, building and protecting healthy, empowered families. Our focus needs to be on families with an emphasis on the women of Islam. If the women of Islam are strong, if our families are strong, then the basis of the structure is sound. If we're weak, if the women of Islam are weak and they spend their time fighting against their husband, then we become useless. Healthy, empowered families. That means the food that we eat can be halal, but it needs to be halalan tayyiba. It needs to be permissible, but nourishing food. It needs to be good food. Number five, a special emphasis on the youth, on young people. The majority of Muslims right now are young people. What are the programs that we have for young people? Are we taking the advice from young people? Are they involved? They will be the leaders of the future. They are the strength of this ummah. And so our emphasis in the reset has to be like, this is a nation of young people, young leaders, young responsibilities. Number six, shura, mutual consultation. We need to communicate. One of our big problems is we don't communicate with each other. Husband and wife, talk to each other. Parents and children, talk to each other. Leaders in the community, talk to the jamaat. The masjids, the centers need to have a majlis shura. There has to be a place where all of our leaders come together and make a decision. Number seven, empower new Muslims. There are people coming into Islam. There are people interested in Islam, and they need to be empowered because this is the new blood. We need a reset. We need a transfusion of blood. Because with millions of people, and our children are crying, our families in Palestine are crying, where are the Muslims? There should be millions of Muslims lined up to go inside of Philistine. So we need a transfusion of blood inside of our bodies. Number eight, we need to confront the demon of racism and tribalism. Tribalism, looking at Muslims only with nationality, only with race. Every one of the Muslims in this room, this is your brother, this is your sister, regardless of the language that they speak. When that happens, we become an ummah. We become internationally strong. Number nine, operational unity. Not just unity, it's not just unite to unite. Operational unity, that means we know the strength and the weakness of each other. Amongst the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, when they would line up, for instance, Khalid ibn al-Walid, the sword of Allah, strong. But when it's time to lead salat, they look for somebody else. He accepted Islam late. So they look for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is a short Yemeni man. He's the master of the Quran. And so he leads the Salat, and Khalid, the giant warrior, prays behind Ibn Mas'ud. That's operational unity, you see? But when the enemies of Allah came on the scene, everybody said, where is Khalid? Put him in the front. Now Khalid will shine. Number 10, and that is that our Islam needs to provide solutions for the real problem of society. We have to take Islam out of these buildings. It has to become part of the discourse. Young people, meetings are going to be happening with the students. Meetings are going to be happening with the youth. Islam has to be part of the discourse of this world. What is Islamic position on the genocide in Palestine? What is the Islamic position on the environmental crisis? What is the Islamic position on inequality of wealth in this world? What is the Islamic position on racism? What is the Islamic position on the oppression of women? What is the Islamic position on the proper use of technology? How can we use technology? What is the Islamic position on this? What is our position on power? But this reset is not going to be easy. It's going to make us seem strange. You want to practice Islam, and you go to the bank, and the bank teller says, Mr. Abdul, do you want interest? And he said, no. So she said, you are strange. Summertime comes in Canada. People take off their clothes, but Muslims put on clothes. They say, you people are strange. But I give you glad tidings that the Prophet ﷺ said, Inna al-Islam bada'a ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban fa tuba lil ghuraba. And they said, Qalu wa mal ghuraba? Wa qala ﷺ, Alladhina yuslihuna inda fasad an-nas. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, verily Islam began strange, and it will return to being strange. So glad tidings to the strangers. And they said, O Messenger of Allah, who are the strangers? And he said, it is the people who repair themselves. They repair society when the people have become corrupted. And Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the time for the ghuraba. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children to be of the ghuraba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clear our hearts of any tribalism, nationalism, hatred. May Allah clear us of any evil thoughts. May Allah unite us into a strong body in our communities, with our families, with our children, and ultimately with our nations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the children in Palestine and all those who are suffering in the Sudan. May Allah enter them into the highest part of Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the dignity of the women in this ummah. And may Allah raise up, and I will constantly say it, may Allah raise up leadership amongst our men who are unafraid, who will pay the price at any cost in order to establish كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب استغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله حيثما كنتم ويقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وعنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اصرف عنا البلاء والوباء والمحن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم من أرادنا بسوء فاشغله في نفسي واجعل كيده في نحري واجعل تدبيره تدميرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Oh Allah, whoever wants to harm us and our land, then keep them busy with their own troubles and return their plots to their own necks and make their plans the cause of their own destruction. Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. اللهم عليك بسحاينة الغاصبين فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم شتت شملهم وفرق جمعهم وخالف بين كلمتهم وفرق كلمتهم واجعل بأسهم بينهم اللهم اشرف صدور القوم المؤمنين اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريدا إلا شفيت ولا ميتا إلا رحمت ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا إلا قضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله Brothers, come forward as much as you possibly can. Make your line straight. We're going to pray there. When you're ready. Like Stow.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا يرحمكم الله صلوا صلاة وادع make your line straight shoulder to shoulder استقيموا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدي ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, as you're making your way out to the building, please, if you haven't had an opportunity to give a donation, kindly either put a donation in the table in the lobby or Brother Farooq and sisters are outside. As you know, the money we collected on a weekly basis go towards defraying the cost of operating this building. I want to remind you also about July the 27th, which is our summer fest. It is a day full of activities for families and friends and children as well. Lots of vendors, lots of food, lots of rides, and lots of entertainment for everyone. So please come on July the 27th with your friends and family and enjoy a fun-filled day at the Islamic Institute of Toronto. And I'm going to make a special request. If I'm going to ask every single member, when you're coming tomorrow or when you're coming on Friday, inshallah, next Friday, please bring a non-perishable good. Next Friday, inshallah, when you're coming for Jumu'ah, please bring a single non-perishable good and drop it into the container in the lobby. In this way, we can, inshallah, support the Muslim Welfare Center in its quest to help address hunger issues in the GTA and beyond. And of course, our summer camp continues. Please check the website for all the details. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.